It seems there's so many things to comment on. It's kind of overwhelming. How to deal with that?
Well, this is the feeling of overwhelm. If that's what's being experienced, so there's so much going on, it seems overwhelming. Here is the there's so much going on, it seems overwhelming feeling. Here it is. Again, that might seem not very helpful, but I was saying to our friend here, okay, if it's overwhelming on the mental level, the body is in a way much more simple. It's non-conceptual, it's not so complicated. How does the body feel in relationship to this overwhelmed feeling or this sense of so much going on? Where is it in the body? How does this feel? You can experiment with that kind of an approach.
I would say there's often so much going on in the body.
No, just breathing in and breathing out.
Life does happen only one moment at a time. Just using a simple reflection like, how does this feel now? What's happening now? This present experience, what is this? How is this? And just keep bringing it back to the present to the extent possible.
Remembering from long ago, the story of Lumpa that you tell about the Roshi who would just slap his belly and say, body knows.
Body understands. Yeah. It was actually my first year as a monk. During that period, there was a Australian guy who spent a couple years in Zen monasteries and Rinzai monasteries in particular. I can't remember the name of the Roshi, but anyway, very well known. One of his head monks would look after the interviews, the Dokusan. Especially in Sesshin, you would go once or twice a day to have your interview. It's quite brief. You go in, you bow to the Roshi, you give your answer, and the Roshi will give you some kind of guidance or not. He'll just dismiss you. And he said it was for him. He was working with this koan, trying to figure it out, trying to get a handle on this Dharma problem, the koan practice. And he would go in. He was a big man with a big belly, and he would come in every time. He said, bow. And then when the interview was finished, he would immediately ring the bell and there'd be the dismissing. So he'd come in, give his answer, Roshi would ring the bell, laugh and slap his belly, his body understands. And it just drove him nuts, trying to figure it out. But after quite some time, he finally figured out how to put the mind down and just be with the experience.